Now, there's no links, no ends to the links we go to for our children's happiness, even if that means getting on with other mothers. They're a great resource, wonderful friendships to be found, but potentially as well the most judgmental pack of wolves on the planet. You need to be on your toes to negotiate that minefield. And writer and ABC presenter, former presenter of McFeast and Live and Sweaty, Libby Gore's new book, The A to Z of Mummy Manners, is an etiquette guide to managing other children's mothers. And she tells us how. It's fabulous. Fabulous. Now, you've got your own children.
I do.
Now, how's that? Fabulous.
It's lovely. It's my son is 5 and my daughter is 1.
Beautiful.
So I guess I've had 12 unbroken sleeps
in the last five, six years. Has it changed you?
I think becoming a parent does change you.
Readjust your thinking?
Yeah, and you get a sort of a wider emotional peripheral vision, I call it.
I think that's a lovely way to put it.
You just see, not that I would say that people that don't have children don't have a broad emotional peripheral vision, but for me, it did make me very much more aware of the reality of the world that was going on around me. Because, you know, as someone who works in the media and does creative pursuits, sometimes you can be a little bit in your own head, making things up, making up stories, writing films, going on the radio, all of those sorts of things, being consumed with news. But other people's feelings and the way that relationships founder or thrive, they're things that I've noticed more.
Do they change your friendships?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, this is, I find, a really fascinating
area. Do you
have
children?
I have a 25-year-old daughter who I had when I was 20.
I was going to say.
Other end of the scale.
We're the same age.
But yes, same age. But because I was so young, I didn't have any friends who had children. No peers. So, and I was thinking that's a shame because I had no network. But have a look at your book. I think I might have sidestepped a landmine.
Oh, my book's more about how to be a better mummy friend and not drive other mummies crazy, because I do think that sometimes you're so in your own head as a mother that you become immune or slightly just not seeing how you infringe on other people's feelings and other people's lives. For instance, I am a mother, yes, and I've done this wrong. But if you're dawdling with your pram in a shopping centre, you really should move to the left. It's like being in a swimming
pool.
Driving
rules.
Yeah.
Swimming pool.
Like a swimming pool. Go in the slow lane. It's not like because you're a mum doesn't mean that everybody else has to feel sorry for you because you're a mum. I mean, there is and I think that there is that kind of victim mentality amongst mummies, that because our lives and our time is slightly encumbered by the fact that we've got children, it doesn't mean we don't love our children. We adore our children. It's our adult relationship with the world that's the one that is the one that becomes a little bit more painful. The child one is joy. But
yes,
being a grown-up and having to negotiate an escalator or a lift or 12 bags of shopping when you've got a pram, or girlfriends that don't have children that you still want to keep as your girlfriends and not offend them and impose your child.
And they don't want to hear about how many nappies you've changed.
They don't want to hear about it.
I always used the pram as, I'm probably a bit more sadistic than you, but I always saw it as a kind of a bumper car to get my way through.
Funny you should say that, and I've actually written that in the book under anger, comma, deferred, because the way that the book works is it's got an index at the back with all of that emotional, it's sort of like an emotional index of what you might feel as a grown-up. Anger, comma, deferred. I've got, if you find yourself with the pusher at a supermarket nipping the heels of the pensioner that's going too slowly in front of you, perhaps you need to address where that anger is coming from.
Sleepless nights, you said so yourself.
Or a partner that isn't helping. Or a part of yourself that isn't feeling nourished because you don't have time to still be you as well as being a mother. I don't think you can get any woman our age, and I say our generation, I'm saying from up to 46, 47, who wasn't brought up to feel that she was defined in part in the most by her career. Or by, I don't think that there are too many women of our generation that in their heart of hearts believe that they would be truly satisfied just by having a family. By subjugating their lives to the families. We've all been brought up to expect other things for ourselves. And it's a shock to have to not do it and not be it and give up a really big part of your identity in you.
My family were, my mother's a bit of a feminist. She was very supportive, but quite mortified when I had a baby instead of a career.
Right.
It was the other way around. And I'm glad you mentioned the index, because this is one of my favourite parts of the book. It's a fascinating read.
The index.
I've taken a few notes. Vagina gets a mention, which it should when you're talking about child. But quick slap across the chops.
Chops, another entry. Quick slap across that.
Well, yeah, other women's husbands.
Yeah.
Now, what's your advice here?
Well, other women's husbands.
When you're a parent.
Well, it was funny. We were having a very funny conversation just before I came here about other women's husbands, and some of the women I was with were suggesting that you would be doing them a favour to exercise conjugal rights with them just to save the other woman the trouble because you're all too tired.
I hadn't thought that.
That was the conversation. Please sleep with my husband. Please. Make him happy and send him home. Let me have some sleep. Yes. But the interesting, I have a girlfriend who is very narcissistic. And in fact, the cover of the book, as you can see, is quite classically Victorian and elegant, like an etiquette book. But if you look closely, that mummy there is sitting down there with her shoes off, having a fag and a glass of shardy.
Nice.
That mummy there has got a knife in her back. And I said to my friend, Big M, see that woman there with a knife in her back? That's you. And I said, and that's me after I've done the deed, because sometimes you deserve it. And she was thrilled. She said, oh, I've inspired a book. I'm your muse. Now, she didn't realise that, of course, she's just dreadful. She's just dreadful. She's so caught up in her own head, she doesn't get it. And she does the sort of thing like dumping of children. She'll leave her daughter ask if she can leave her daughter at my place for 2 hours and turn up 5 hours later.
Oh, no. That's like here in Western Australia, you can really let rip.
Exactly. Well, I've told – it's true, though. I find that an imposition.
Oh, when you've got your own children and you're busy. So that's a no-no.
Yeah, you can't dump your children. There has to be reciprocation and acknowledgement, especially when I'd asked her if she could mind my son the next night and there were all these restrictions. You'll have to go to a 5 o'clock movie. My daughter needs to be in bed by 7:30. Yet it was okay for her to leave her daughter with me from 6 till 8 and get there at 20 past 11, you know, because she just, what were her words, lost the plot. We had an argument about it. We're friends again now because we were friends before we had children and we had to readjust to being friends as mothers and that responsibility. But we were talking about other women's husbands. She once emailed my partner and asked him to come and move some furniture for her over an Easter weekend. Without asking me if we had any plans, without consulting the family unit. And my partner said to me, what am I to do with this? Like, I don't want to be mean, but what am I to do with this? And I said, well, you say to her that you've got to talk with me about what our plans are. And then
good.
Tell her what our plans are.
I'm feeling really guilty because I borrow my friend Dan's husband.
But you've probably got permission, though. But haven't you got permission? Don't you have permission?
I did. No, well, they offered. Libby Gore's our guest on afternoons.
Don't feel guilty, but it's the sort of going
shifty-eyed.
But it's sort of like going behind back. That's what I mean. I just don't think you can go behind back.
So I think.
And it's all petty.
Yes.
But it's the sum of the petty things that can really screw up an otherwise good day.
Do you find, though, that other mothers can be, and even other fathers, the most judgmental and competitive group
I'm so
around
learning
the place?
In the publicity of this book,
and
yes,
that's,
I am.
Yeah, learning. That's really tough. I don't know how you – I think you've got to have a pretty strong sense of self, and maybe as an older mother
–
because as a young mother I didn't find that, but how do you find it?
Well, as an older mother you've sort of been around the block a bit and – I understand that in different relationships there are different payoffs. So I've got in this book mothers working, mothers stay at home slags, which generally refers to mothers who get to look after their children in a fully funded lifestyle. But I know from experience, having met lots of women who don't work and who have wealthy husbands who choose to take that role, there are other payoffs for that lifestyle. Well, I know that's not quite the question that
I know
the
what you mean.
The question you asked me was, it's the judgmental.
Other mothers
and yes, there
being
is,
judgmental.
They've got nothing else to think about.
There was that whole thing about Jackie O a couple of weeks ago, who I never, I don't particularly listen to her, but I was sort of drawn into that argument because she just got such a hard time for going back to work.
She was bullied.
She was
bullied. The reason why
by another
woman. Yeah, by Prue, who was just about to be sworn in as Family Services Minister for
Hilarious.
New South Wales. Very funny. But it was reported on by the media, more to the point. They stirred that up. There was paparazzi pictures of Jackie O feeding the baby as she walked across a pedestrian crossing I know that pedestrian crossing. It's a very benign street. It's very small. It's a pedestrian crossing. Poor Jackie looked so stressed in the photo anyway. You could imagine that the baby had been crying and she just didn't quite know what to do. She's only been a mum for 8 weeks, for goodness sake. And I thought it was slightly below the belt. But I also reckon the reason why the media published the photo is because Kyle and Jackie O dish it out. And she mightn't be the one who dishes it out. It might be Kyle that dishes it out. And I know he started over here.
But she
puts
she's
the passive enabler.
But like, the point is, other mothers will turn on other mothers when they should know better. They should be the source of support and guidance.
Or at least just reason like, I don't know about sisters, but they should at least go, page 61.
Page 61.
Can't actually read out the heading because it's one of the few rude headings in there.
Quite a few, I have to tell you, just on the side, on the QT, there are quite a few rude
headings
says, in this
but
book.
No, there aren't. But repeated offences or correspondence which clearly indicates no comprehension of what your world involves nor an intention to try to understand either deserves this title to be warranted. How do you know what someone's going through as a mum?
Exactly.
How do you know why she's got the baby in one arm and a bottle in other and a stressed expression on her face? How can you say you should be in a corner cradling the child, breastfeeding in a particular position? You don't know what's going on.
And how unhelpful is it to judge, even if they are doing it wrong that day because things are tough? How unhelpful is it to just add to the burden
of
guilt?
I sat on the floor in Kmart hiding behind a trolley and had my son put on a dance for the security cameras and breastfed my 3-month-year-old daughter because I'd got the timing wrong, you know? Like, I've done it. Desperate
You do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do.
Well, look, it's a fabulous book. It's got all sorts. Now, I have to mention on the back as well, because you've highlighted this, brown nosing, an unavoidable side effect of motherhood to keep things flowing smoothly and efficiently. See childcare, play dates and money. It's a wealth of information.
It's true. You will go to whatever lengths you can to get the best for your child. This book isn't a bitch fest. It's actually more about making good mummy friends, because I have made some beautiful friends as a mother. Not all mummies are going to be the same, as you know. Like, just because you've chosen to reproduce at the same time doesn't mean you've got anything else in common.
Sure.
But if you find women that can validate not just the mummy side of you, but the other bit of you that you love most, the independent you, the bit of you that is you, they'll be your most treasured friends for a lifetime. And you've got to be able to have a laugh about it. It's not just you that the isolation or the discomfort is happening to. All the relationships change, doesn't it? Don't
absolutely. And you get rid of the ones that don't work and you absolutely embrace and treasure the ones that do.
Exactly.
Now, you're giving a talk.
Funny you should say that.
Because you're good at that.
I'm what you call a writer with benefits.
Yes.
Because I can talk.
Fabulous.
If you would like to come and have a conversation tomorrow at the Perth Library at 1 o'clock, I would love you to join me. It's a talk about sisterhood, motherhood, friendship, and all of those things that are embraced in mummy manners. It's no fun giving a talk if no one's there. So please, if you can come, please come. I'd love to see you at the Perth Library.
I think you'll enjoy that. It's at 1 o'clock. And Peter called in to say, Libby, there's a list somewhere of the 10 things to do before you have your first child. And one of them is go around and see your friends who have kids and tell them what they're doing wrong. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.